Good morning, everyone. Chodesh Tov. This week, we're reading Parshas Toldos. And right at the beginning of the Parsha, the Torah states, Ve'ele Toldos Yitzchak ben Avraham, that these are the offspring of Isaac Yitzchak, the son of Abraham. You would expect the rest of the conclusion of that Pasuk to be none other than Yaakov and Esav. The Pasuk should presumably conclude these are the children of Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Esav. Those are his two children. And yet, the Pasuk concludes, Ela toldos Yitzchak ben Abraham, Abraham holid es Yitzchak. Abraham birthed Yitzchak. So, that seems like it's totally out of place and completely redundant. So, why is it necessary to add in this clause into the beginning of the Parsha, that these are the offspring of Abraham? The next pasuk goes on to say that Yitzchak was 40 years old when he married Rivka, who was the daughter of Bisuel, and that then she had trouble having children, and Yitzchak davened, and Hashem listened, and the rest of the story we're all familiar with. But there's this phrase at the beginning that seems to be extraneous and at the same time redundant. And unrelated. So, what's the reason for having this phrase Avraham holides Yitzchak at the end of the first pasuk, reminding us, telling us again that Avraham, to use Art Scrolls language, begot Isaac. So there's a classic answer that we're familiar with, that Rashi quotes the Midrash and tells us a story. He says, what's the reason why the Torah needs to tell us not only Ela Toldos Yitzchak ben Abraham, that these are the stories, that these are the children of Yitzchak, the son of Abraham, but that also Abraham holid es Yitzchak, Abraham begot Isaac? Because there was a question. And he tells us a story that the Torah never told us. It's a midrashic story that when Abraham and Sarah went down to the land of the Plishtim and lived in the area of Avimelech, there were rumors after Sarah had given birth to Yitzchak that Yitzchak was in fact Avimelech's son, because Sarah had been taken to the palace by Avimelech, and then there was the miracle, and it's only after that that Sarah becomes pregnant and gives birth to Yitzchak. So there was a rumor that the real father of Yitzchak was Avimelech and not Abraham. It seems like a very far-fetched story, reasonable that it could have occurred, but very much not inherent to the words themselves. So we'll get back to this answer. There are several other more pshat oriented answers that are a simple reading and understanding of the text. And I want to present those as well. Rav Sadia Gaon, he says that Avraham holid es Yitzchak. Holid doesn't mean to give birth; it means to inherit. That Hashem set up a situation where the only inheritor of Avraham was Yitzchak. In the previous parsha, it concludes that Avraham sent his other children away with gifts, but because the 100% of his inheritance was meant to go to Yitzchak, and that's why there's this statement, Avraham holid es Yitzchak. The Radak says that Avraham holid es Yitzchak is not a reference to birth, it's not a reference to inheritance, it's a reference to legacy. That Yitzchak followed 100%, not in terms of getting the financial inheritance of Avraham, but in terms of getting the legacy of Avraham. Avraham holid es Yitzchak means that Yitzchak was basically a mirror image in terms of his value system. And third, Rav Hirsch explains that the lineage, it's not a question at all, because all of the people that we're talking about after we give them a description, we talk about their lineage, where they came from, because we're trying to build the conception of Am Yisrael and understand where each one of the ancestors on our Jewish family tree, where each of those come from. So every time we mention somebody, we'll go back and we'll mention where they came from. So those are three simple level answers. But I want to get back to Rashi. With all of these options, with all of these simple answers, why is it that the Midrash, that Rashi quotes the Midrash, why does the Midrash feel the need to give us this story, to get, tell us the story of Avimelech and explain the words Avraham Holid Es Yitzchak as that, that Yitzchak looked exactly like Avraham in order to alleviate those rumors, to negate those rumors that that Yitzchak was not Avraham's son, but was rather Avimelech's son. So God made it so that Yitzchak looks just like Avraham. I'd like to suggest that the Torah is providing us with a lens into a phenomenon that's far more pervasive than any particular story about Avraham, or Yitzchak, or Avimelech, or anyone else. I believe this story is giving us a lens into human nature. That when we have a lack of knowledge, when we have something that's hard to believe, that's hard to understand, where we don't have all the information, the human mind has the capacity for cynicism. That we have the potential to look at a situation where we don't have all the information and assume the worst motivations for people that would negate their legitimacy to the nth degree. In the wake of the contentious midterm elections and the degree of political animosity that exists in this country, it's very easy for someone to view someone of the opposite political party with varying political views as crazy or evil or off their rocker or inexcusable. And that type of mentality is ultimately the result of seeing a situation that you don't fully understand or appreciate and assuming motivations that are more negative than what the motivations actually might be if you were to speak to the person and understand their situation. I'd like to suggest that that's exactly what's going on with this Midrash and what's going on with Yitzchak in general. When we see Yitzchak and we have such a lack of information in comparison to Avraham, in comparison to Yaakov, it's very easy to look at Yitzchak as a character and say nepotism, and say he didn't do anything, he didn't accomplish anything, he's not really, he doesn't deserve to be here. And perhaps even in Yitzchak's own generation, people felt that way and had that mentality because he was less charismatic than his father, because he had less of a public persona and wasn't on the stage that his father seems to have been on. And so it's very easy to make assumptions. It's very easy to be cynical in those moments. And the Torah is encouraging us to not go to our worst assumptions in those types of situations, not just with Yitzchak, but in every aspect of our lives. Have a great day.